Blaine Nelson, senior economist with Farmer Mac.
Blaine, we're here at the AURI New Uses Forum in Minneapolis, and you're going to be on a panel this afternoon sort of talking about the farm economy. What are some of the points that you hope to highlight this afternoon?
Yeah, so I think the broad overview here is about state of the farm economy. High level, farm economy is in a very strong spot, right? Coming off of record net farm income last year, the USDA does expect that farm incomes are going to drop this year, but still to a very profitable level, about 50% higher than historical average. So really want to drive home the point that the farm sector is doing really well. What are some of the challenges? So we've it's very well understood there's drought and water concerns on the West Coast. I think here in the Midwest, some of the concerns are about rising input costs. Interest rates are obviously up, and that's led to concerns as far as farmland values and what that might mean. And then, of course, just globally, the Russia-Ukraine war. So, talking about all these different dynamics and what that all means, given the backdrop of, coming off a very strong farm income year.
With an event like this one where they're talking about those value-added opportunities for agriculture, yep. Do you find that, and I know you're relatively new to your position, but is it your sense anyway that farmers are a bit hesitant in a lot of cases to explore these opportunities? Because I heard it earlier this morning, somebody bring up the point about crop insurance. And if you get away from corn and soybeans, the safety net's not there. So what is the attitude and the perception from a farmer standpoint as far as these value-added opportunities?
So crop, it is true. Someone asked about crop insurance and the impact that can have on cropping decisions. In the Midwest, the crop insurance program is designed to be a safety net at its most basic level. So it does incentivize, maybe greater proportions of crops being planted, versus another. But the entrepreneurial spirit of farmers, they are going to be open to growing different commodities. Here we heard a lot about, some new commodities that go into maybe some replacing some of these petrol-derived products. And, I think that there are markets and there are farmers that are more than willing, regardless of whether there's a crop insurance product out there, they're at least willing to try on a certain portion of acres. And I think that's, it's something that, leave it at that.
On interest rates, is there much a farmer can do to manage that risk? There's so much uncertainty about, what will the Federal Reserve do moving forward? As you think about an approach to manage risk with interest rates uncertainty, what are your thoughts?
Yep. So, interest rates have risen quite considerably, and a lot of that's driven by the Federal Reserve trying to get inflation under control. They raised rates 7 times last year. They've raised rates again, as we've entered 2023. It is a concern from a farmer's perspective. Farming is a very capital intensive business. And so farmers tend to have a very strong relationship with their bankers. What does it mean looking forward? And what do we think about some of the volatility that we've seen recently in the banking sector? At Farmer Mac, we are very proud of the fact that we like to, we are the primary and secondary market for rural America. And so we have, leading into the volatility that we've seen, we finance somewhere upwards of 6,000 to 7,000 different refinancing opportunities for farmers during the COVID pandemic when interest rates dropped. And so in our, when we compare back to like the 1980s, the last kind of big banking or farm kind of collapse, farm financial crisis, much different environment today versus then, where farmers then were paying very high interest rates and they were not insulated from that risk. I feel like we're coming off a year of very strong farm incomes, and the fact that they were been able to lock in these low interest rates has really helped insulate them from some of the risks per se regarding the actual broader economy and what the Federal Reserve might do.
You mentioned briefly the farmland market, and obviously interest rates have implications there. Any opinions or thoughts on what the market might do as we work our way through 2023?
Yeah, so great question. So on farmland values, we have seen a huge surge, right up there with the 2012-2013 timeframe. when income spiked and then we saw a surge in farmland values. They have continued to rise through the beginning of 2023. A lot of that, of course, based on or driven by strong farm incomes last year. But interest rates are up, and so it has interest or farmland values do continue to rise, but at a much slower rate. You're seeing less. It's much and much less common today to see record farmland value sales than it was even 6 months ago. What do we think then, as far as moving forward? I think that, given the fact that exports still remain strong and farm incomes are likely to remain elevated this year, it's going to more than offset the impact of rising interest rates. There is a risk, of course, as farmers kind of deplete some of the cash that they've been able to stockpile from high farm incomes. And so it's not to say that farmland values are going to, you know, maybe increase 10, 15, 20% this year like they have in a couple states the past two, 3 years. But, you know, probably back in line over the next few years, we're going to inch back towards that long-term inflation plus a small percentage year-over-year increase rate in farmland values. We're not expecting a collapse, but we are expecting a slowdown, and that's already kind of happening.
Blaine, anything else from a farm financial perspective that we haven't talked about that you think is pretty important to key in on right now?
Yeah. So, you know, I think when I'm talking to farmers today, what I'm really emphasizing is just protecting the working capital. It's easy to have a kind of a short memory in the farming space, and for a lot of farmers, that's great when times are bad. Times are good right now. And so the risk is that you start to raise your spending patterns and you burn through some of the working capital that you built up during the good times. Farming is historically cyclical, and so we're at the peak in some ways, and certainly the net farm income kind of shows that. But as we come back down, I think that farmers just need to be cognizant that costs are going up. And as we return to lower commodity prices, that they need to, again, just not let their spending patterns adjust in such a way that then it pushes them into a tighter spot sooner than they need to be.
I appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.